Cuba and much more. Today is Wednesday, December 27, 2023. Cuban Vice President Salvador Valdez Mesa visited on Tuesday the Boris Luis Santa Coloma Agroindustrial Sugar Company, located in Madruga Municipality in the western province of Mayabeque, to learn about the sugarcane harvest and planting situation for the current sugarcane harvest. Yanelki Romero Pinto, general director of the company, informed that to date, out of a plan of 15,000 tons, only 5,502 were milled, a figure that represents 28% of the 65 planned, due to some sudden affectations, among them rain, lack of fuel, and electrical problems in a boiler. Romero Pinto also explained that out of a total of 26 KTP machines, only 21 were incorporated to the cut. The rest are affected by lack of oil and technical assistance. During his visit to Mayabeque, the Vice President of the Republic of Cuba was updated on the proposed planting of January to April 2024, so he toured the areas of the agricultural production cooperative Camilo Cienfuegos, which is in full manual cutting of sugar cane. Cuba is getting ready to host the 14th International Congress of Higher Education from February 5 to 9. Convened by the Ministry of Higher Education of Cuba, the event will be held in the capital's Convention Palace and will be a favorable setting for dialogue about the responsibilities of that level of education in the evolution of nations. The Congress will include forums related to the Sustainable Development Goals and their relationship with higher education, and will address the future of teaching in the Latin American and Caribbean context, as well as what is related to knowledge, innovation, and sustainable territorial development. The presentational works for the Congress comprise workshops and special activities. The meeting will serve to consolidate the link with society to find more effective and innovative solutions to the problems of each country and guarantee inclusive and quality education, promoting lifelong learning opportunities for all. Prime Minister Manuel Marrero Cruz reiterated in the most recent meeting with the country's governors that the implementation of the measures recently announced is a task to which we are all going to dedicate ourselves, and for this, it is necessary to update the government's work systems. Cuba is embarking on a new path in its economy after the announcement of measures to correct distortions and boost these fears in the coming year. It is rectified and solutions are sought, convinced that, in view of the complexity of the economic situation and in order to solve it, it is necessary to act to encourage citizen participation and a rigorous control. As the also member of the Political Bureau said, it is not about shock measures nor a neoliberal package against the people, but these projections of the government will allow to move forward with a conviction that this is the right way to get out of the current context and will contribute to increase the demand regarding the need to work and work well. Accompanied by members of the Political Bureau, Esteban Lasso Hernandez, President of the National Assembly of People's Power and of the Council of State, and Salvador Valdez Mesa, Vice President of the Republic, the head of government reiterated that the implementation of the measures is a task to which we are all going to dedicate ourselves, and for this, it is necessary to update the work systems. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.